unbelievable. It's a great honour for us as brothers and for our father, Michael, who started the business, to welcome Prince Charles of Donegal and Lady Camilla into our business. And we're just blown away by it. We were very nervous. There's no point in saying we weren't.
What do you believe the significance of this visit is in terms of promoting the county?
Unreal.
The hand of friendship. We've extended it back, right back to him, because that's what he's done to us. Isn't that right, Dermot?
Well, he said from people who have told us and part of the group that he wished to come to Donegal. So that in itself shows that how much, maybe in his childhood, he was in Mullaghmore in his child days, he visited Donegal on rare occasions, which we've heard of. So he wanted to come back to visit.
Did he sample any of your produce?
He did indeed, yes. Yeah. He sampled the
hickory and maple, which is our European champion. And Lady Camilla sampled the lamb with rosemary and plum.
And some talk of a special sausage to coincide with this.
Well, we've been working on one, a black pudding with home-cured bacon and pear sausage now. It's not a black pudding. It's 50% black pudding with a pork with garlic seasoning and with pear and with the home cured bacon, which we cure ourselves. It's a dry cured bacon, and that's the one that we launched today.
What did the royals say to you? What did they say about your produce, about your shop, about business?
Well, he was very impressed that we're butchers, but we're also artisan food producers, and we're actually to actually sample our product, you have to come to Donegal, and that's what it's about. It's about bringing people to Donegal, because we're tourism providers as well.
Lady Camilla was very impressed with all the trophies.
She kept
saying, she said it numerous times, that she was very impressed with all the trophies we'd won down through the years. So
we've won.
And you are really a representation of the food movement in Donegal, aren't you? Ahead of the festival that's coming up this year.
You know everything about the food festival. That was started to give artisan food producers a platform to launch their products. And it also attracts artisan food producers from all over the island of Ireland. Yeah. So that our artisan food producers can put their stamp on it and get launched and get out there. Because for far too long, the south of Ireland has controlled the artisan food production. And it's time Donegal was put on the map as artisan food production.